and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. On the brink of a federal government shutdown, the House has swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open. House passage came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. The measure now goes to the Senate, which is also meeting Saturday. The bill drops aid for Ukraine but adds U.S. disaster assistance. Without a deal in place by midnight, millions of federal workers will face furloughs, and programs and services that Americans rely on will begin to face disruptions. Senators are expected to pass it later Saturday. 5 years ago, the killing of a journalist sent shockwaves around the world. VOA's Laurel Benman has more.
On October 2, 2018, journalist Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and never came out. There, a Saudi team reportedly suffocated and dismembered him. U.S. intelligence later concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had approved a mission to capture and kill the Saudi-born journalist who had been critical of him. The prince calls Khashoggi's death a mistake. Despite sentences and what they call show trials in Saudi Arabia, Khashoggi's family and supporters say there's been no real justice in the journalist's killing. But that won't stop them from calling for it. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Local media in the Maldives says opposition candidate Mohamed Muiz has won the presidential runoff. The reports say that Muiz had secured more than 53% of the vote when vote counting ended on Saturday. The election has turned into a virtual referendum on whether India or China will have the biggest influence in the Indian Ocean archipelago nation. Official results are expected Sunday. Salih is seen as pro-India, while Muiz's party is viewed as heavily pro-China. For additional stories, visit